A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin, Yevamos 17a, pagination 33. We have the privilege of starting the second perek of the Masechta. About 10 lines from the bottom, we begin. We mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that one of the prohibited relationships is going to be the wife of a brother, even if Yibum would theoretically apply because the brother died without children and the wife is now available for Yibum. But if it's a case of Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo, that the brother who is living was not alive during the lifetime of the deceased brother, this living brother was born after the passing, that is considered a forbidden relationship. Number one, it's Eshes Achiv, it's the wife of his brother. And step number two in the logic, and the Yibum concept, which would apply normally to a living brother, does not apply to this living brother, because he did not share time in the world together with the deceased brother. The Gemara Named Beis is going to say this is learnt from a pasuk. We'll see it in a moment. Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, when brothers will live together, and then one of them will die, as the pasuk describes. But if they were never living together, the criteria defined in the beginning of that very pasuk has never been met. Our Mishnah explains in detail what is this case that this wife of the deceased brother would be prohibited to the living brother. And the Mishnah will even take it a step further and explain the case of tzara, of a co-wife, should she enter a legitimate yibum with a living brother who was alive during the deceased brother's life, and then a new application of Yibum would occur because that living brother who did Yibum passes away. So this woman is still traceable to the original marriage. She's defined as an Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo, the wife of your brother who died without an application of Yibum, because you never shared life with the first deceased brother, and therefore she would remain prohibited and would prohibit all of her co-wives in this new marriage from doing Yibum. For purposes of illustration, we can work with names of the brothers that we're talking about: Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, children of Yaakov. So Reuven is the first brother, he dies. Shimon was alive during his lifetime, he would be allowed to do Yibum on Reuven's wife. But Levi, who was born after Reuven died, in our illustration, would not be able to marry that very same woman. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo. What's the case of the wife of a brother who was not in the world at the same time and is therefore prohibited from marrying that woman, even in what looks like a case of Yibum? Here's the case. Shnei Achim Umeis Echad Mehen. There were two brothers. One of them died. That's Reuven and Shimon. V'nolad lohen och, and now a new brother was born. We'll call him Levi. V'achakach yibim hasheni es eshes achiv, and now the second one, we called him Shimon, is going to do yibum on the wife of Reuven, who's dead. Umeis, and now Shimon dies. at this point, it looks like Yibum might be able to be done, because Levi at this point is alive, and he is able to pick up the pieces from Shimon's passing. Says the Mishnah, Harishona Yotza Mishum Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo. Shimon's wife that he got from Reuven when he did Yibum, that woman is forbidden to Levi because it's traceable to Reuven's marriage and it's a brother's wife, because Reuven is indeed the son of Yaakov, just as Levi is the son of Yaakov. Even though they never shared brotherhood, arayis, forbidden relationships, still apply. So this woman is going to be forbidden to Levi because she was the wife of Reuven, and Levi and Reuven were never alive at the same time. And therefore she was never eligible to do Yibum with Levi, and therefore the status of Eshesach, wife of your brother, remains, and it's a prohibition because Yibum doesn't apply to take it off. V'hashaniyah, and if this woman, who was now most recently in marriage with Shimon, the second brother, has a co-wife, that co-wife would also be absolved of Yibum with Levi, the third brother, Mishum Tzarasa, because she's the co-wife of a forbidden relationship. Again, the first wife is forbidden because of Eshes Achiv Shelohaya Be'olamo. It's the wife of your brother, and Yibum never applied because they didn't share time, Levi and Reuven, in this world. And the second wife in this union with Shimon, the second brother, that second wife is also absolved because of the principle of Litzror, that we group the co-wives together, and if one is forbidden to Levi, they are all forbidden to Levi. Let's move on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara actually presents the pasuk that's the source for this rule. Five lines down from the top, Eishes achiv shelo haya be'olamo heicha ksiva. Where is this principle of the wife of your brother that was not in the world at the same time, and therefore Yibum will not apply to it? Where is that written? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, ki yeshvu achim yachtov. The pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, when it introduces the law of Yibum, states, when brothers will live together. And we understand that to mean, Shehoyselam yeshiva achas ba'olam, they had some time that they existed together in the world. Parat le'eshesochiv shelo haya ba'olamo, this comes to exclude the wife of your brother when they did not share time in the world. In our application, Reuven with Levi, because they never shared time in the world, so Reuven's wife will be forever forbidden to Levi, even if Reuven died without children. Taisvis, in the top Taisvis over here on Amud Beis, poses a fascinating and intriguing question. Taisvis wants to know why we need a special pasuk to tell me that these brothers have to exist together in the world. It should be logical. Why should it be logical? Because if you are going to suggest that the wife of the deceased brother might have to do Yibum with a brother that's born later, then she would be indefinitely in limbo of some sort. Because picture the scene that there are no brothers. Reuven dies without any brothers. This woman is going to go to Bezdin, ask, what should I do? and they will tell her, well, they're no brothers, so there's no Yibum, and there's no Chalitza. And she would go ahead and get married to a person. A few years later, it could be that the parents of her former husband could have a child. That child would be Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo, an application of a brother that never shared time in this world with the deceased brother. Says Taisvis, if you tell me that Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo might require Yibum, and it was only from the Pasuk, Ki Yeshvo Achim Yachtov, that we knew that it does not require Yibum, you're looking at something that's totally illogical. To assume that she would have to, after she's married to a different person, turn around and go back to her former husband's family and would be required to do chalitza, the rejection ceremony, with the newly born brother, however old he'll have to be in order to do chalitza, but she's going to do chalitza with him. If that was true, that's a terrible violation of Derecheha Darchei Noam, the ways of Torah are sweet. You're dealing with a woman who's already married to somebody else, and she's going to have to go back and do chalitza with somebody? It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. And Taisvis wonders why you would need a pasuk to teach you that a brother born later is not eligible to do yibum and not required to do chalitza. It should be logical, because we have to paskin shilas as they present themselves, and we would paskin that she's allowed to get married, even though it's true the parents, her in-laws, could still have a child. Certainly, that child is not going to be able to do Yibum Chalitza with her. It just doesn't make sense. The ramifications would require that she would have to do Chalitza even after she's married. Taisvis resolves this with a simple solution. It's derich, you need this pasuk, that if they didn't share time together, then the newly born brother is not a Yibum Chalitza application, because Lehecha, for a case, Techamosa Shal Yevama Meuberes. It's limited to a case where the mother-in-law, the mother of the deceased brother, was actually pregnant, and only in that case would we consider that perhaps she has to wait, and if the child born turns out to be a boy, then there is a brother, and she would have to do Yibum Chalitza with him. And for that, this pasuk says, Ki Yeshvo Achim Yachtov, they have to share time together in this world, they have to have lived in this world in unison. But Taisvis holds that there would be absolutely no reason to wonder about a child that's totally conceived and born after the deceased brother has passed, because by that time she could already be married to another person. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.